Before you sit down, I want to just read us this scripture. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 to 3 says this: "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the run marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." God, we thank you, for you are the word of God. We thank you, Jesus, and we pray, may you speak to us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead and have a seat. My name is Humphreys, the lead pastor here, and continuing our sermon series, Holding Nothing Back, that we will remove everything unnecessary in our lives so that we can have a clear view of Jesus, because Jesus is present, Jesus is doing work in your life, and there are distractions, there are things that can hinder you from seeing Jesus clearly, and I hope we can be encouraged this morning. And today we'll be looking at the theme, we encounter Jesus more when we choose repentance over our sin. We encounter Jesus more when we choose repentance over our sin. How many people have been joining us in the fast? Have we been doing this fast and one day fast? Yeah? Can you show of hands? Wow. Okay, a lot of you guys. Well done. Yeah, today's day number 14. Good job. Yeah, 7 more days to go. In case you're like, what? I wish I could join. You can still do it. Like, join us, finish with us for the last 7 days. And we're seeing amazing things happening. And if God is doing something for you, like, during this fast, like, send me something. Send me a message. Send me a testimony when I just hear what God is doing in your life. You could be here this morning, and there's a struggle you're facing. And your struggle is not that life is hard, but it's a struggle of stuckness, where you find yourself stuck in a habit you're not proud of. And I think most of us, that we find ourselves stuck in something that we are not proud of, stuck in something that we are ashamed of. And we want to shake it off, but we've been trying and somehow we can't. And we've been wanting to, and somehow you find yourself going back in there. You want to stop. You want to put a pause to this thing, but it keeps coming on, and you find yourself in this loop of a bad habit. You find yourself in a circle of sin, a circle of behavior you're not proud of. And you want something else that can come in and, like Caesar's, that can cut off that loop so that you're free. So that you're free. And this is when Jesus comes in. This is when Christ comes in. Because when Jesus comes in, he actually calls us to repent. And repentance can be an antidote, becomes an antidote to the loops of sin that we find ourselves stuck in. Repentance can be an antidote to the unhealthy habits that you find yourself stuck in. Steps so that you can respond to something that God calls you in your life. Now, when we think about repentance, we often just think about repentance as in terms of an event. Like, this happens at this time. You know, I come, I make a decision, this is it. You know, I repent, and that's it, I'm done. But actually, repentance is a decision, but also it's a process you go through. Because repentance is a change of mind, in a way you change your mind or you change your attitude, towards something that God holds highly. But then, it's also repentance also means that you're going to change your ways, that you're going to change your ways. And for you to come to a place of repentance where you can begin winning in one area of your life, sometimes that takes time. It's a process that you go through. But repentance is when we agree with God. We agree with God. You agree God's ways, that his ways are better than yours. Thank you, brother. You agree with God's works, that what God does is actually better for you. You agree with God's perceptions, that the way God sees the world, the way God sees you, the way God sees people is a better way to see people, to see things, to see yourself. Repentance is you agree with God's knowledge that what God knows is actually better for you and that God knows better than you do. Repentance is you agree with what God says, that actually what God says is good for you. Now in the passage that we have read this morning in Hebrews chapter 12 verses 1 to 3, I want to just read to you again. Therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, remember in chapter 11, he talks about these men and women of faith, right? That have gone before us. And that's what he called the great cloud of witnesses. Because we're surrounded by those who have gone before us, who stood the faith. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning his shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Now, I just wanted to jump quickly into what repentance looks like in the light of this passage. Repentance is in the awareness of the sin that easily entangles you. Repentance is in the awareness of the sin that easily entangles you. Verse 1 says, therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Now, in repentance, you're going to be aware of what sin so easily entangles me. What sin I easily fall a victim of. What is that that stands between me and God? Stands between me and my calling, something that God calls me to be. What is it that's there? And repentance will call you to pay attention to that, that you could be aware of actually what's really happening. You know, there are some sins that we are stuck in, and sometimes we're not aware, maybe just because we overlook them, we neglect them. You know, and sometimes you can neglect something or neglect a behavior in your life because it benefits you. You know, you benefit out of it, so you will neglect it. You will not be aware, you will not face it because somehow it benefits you. You know, choosing corrupt ways are going to benefit you somehow, right? You might get that cash that you needed to pay your renters, right? Sexual pleasures, there's pleasure in that. It might benefit you. Being controlling, maybe you have people that it's easy to get people to obey you, you know. Ovuta, boss Ovuta. Hey, difficult boss, that guy. Yeah? So maybe it benefits you and then you neglect it. Sometimes we neglect it out of just like disobedience to God, that God has no say in our lives at all. Like we don't consider what God says to be of high value to us. So we neglect it. And we don't even pay attention to it. Sometimes we feel like, you know what? It's not as bad as it seems. It's not really that bad. I'll be okay. I'll be all right. In fact, I've been at it for a long time now. I've never even faced any consequence whatsoever. So I'm good. And you neglect it. But repentance wants you to pay attention. Repentance calls you to be aware. What is it that pulls you backwards? What is it that pulls you back into the spaces that you're not proud of? What is it that keeps you holding you back, that keeps holding you back from really experiencing God's power for you in your life? What sin do you easily fall a victim to? Repentance is going to help you to be aware of that. Number two, repentance is in the throwing off of the sin that easily entangles. Repentance is in the throwing off of the sin that easily entangles. Verse 1, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off. Let us take it away. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Repentance will make you to be aware of the sin that's there in your life, but also it's going to help you to throw it away, to remove anything that's standing between me and God. I want to remove that. That's a hindrance to my growth. That's a hindrance to my walk with God, so I want to remove it, throw it off. Now, sometimes throwing off means plucking things out of your life, that you have to pluck stuff out of your life. Sometimes means putting a stop to something in your life. But if you're really going to throw off something, I think you need to be brutally honest with yourself. You need to be so honest, so open with yourself. And I think sometimes, because we are not so open with ourselves, we find ourselves stuck in this loop of sin. Because most of the struggles that we struggle with don't just show up. They don't just come out of a vacuum. You know, some of them come from super deep spaces, deep places. Maybe it's some sort of woundedness you experienced a while back. And that will help you to go to the originality of where this really starts. And I think cutting off sometimes, or throwing off, would mean cutting off the stories of origin of our struggles. So you were born in lack, you know, you experienced great need in your life, and somehow you started believing that there's not a lot going around in the world. There's not enough to go around in the world. And out of that belief, everything else that you find, you hold on to it tightly. And before you know it, you become stingy. And because this comes, you're not just stingy, actually it comes from the story of, or the origin of your struggles needs to be dealt with. And this is when we come to Jesus, that through repentance, we're going to throw off the sin that so easily entangles. So what's your issue? What's going on with you? What if you dig deeper? Why do I struggle with this? Where does this really come from for me? And to go back to that original story. Repentance, number three, is in the willingness to endure the pain of surrender. Repentance is in the willingness to endure the pain of surrender. Verse 2 says, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning his shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For the joy set before him, he endures the cross. Now, the word endure means suffer patiently. It's a self-inflicting pain, that you inflict pain on yourself because you know at the end of this pain there is joy. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross. You cannot throw away a sinful behavior and for that process to be enjoyable. You cannot cut off a bad habit and for that process to be enjoyable. It's going to be painful. Throwing away bad habits are not meant to be enjoyable. They are meant to be painful. And if you're going to surrender anything to God, if you're going to give anything to God, it's going to be painful. But there is joy. Now, if you choose to continue on the path of sin, there is pain there. If you're going to cut off this path or this sake of sin in your life, there will also be pain. You just have to choose what kind of pain you want to endure. The other pain is at the start. The other pain is at the end. When you continue to go on the path of sin, you're going to start off enjoying it. Oh, this is good for me. You know, I like it. It's good. But at the end of that, there's pain. There's regret at the end of that. At the end of that, there are tears. It's never going to be good at the end of it. But if you're going to cut it off, it's going to start painful, because there'll be moments when you want to do it, but you can't now, or you don't want to now. You're cutting off.